Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Yo, 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 Bully and Obese Podcast. I'm L'Oreal.
Yo, it's your boy Wax. What up?
I thought your name was Cheaters.
No, I want to be the host of Cheaters. Holla at your boy.
So you're going to beat up, you got to fight the host now in order to win being the host. So the host is Peter Pankey.
I like Peter Guns. I like Peter Guns. I do. I ain't going to lie.
How did you know that was his name?
No, I know Peter Guns. He's a cool dude.
But you knew that Peter Pankey? I never even knew
that was his name. I watched it a couple of times. I guess really the clips, but I used to watch it all the time. And I'm like, damn, I want to do it the other way. I want to be the guy that...
Cheating.
No, I want to be the guy that knows what's going on. And I'm going to go tell a boyfriend like, yo, she on the way. Run. You know what I'm saying?
So
I
want to team up. That's not fun.
Peter, let me team up with you. Let's see who do a better job. I can't go directly to him. You got to find this nigga and do him dirty. You know what I'm saying? Tell on him. I'm going to go over there and try to throw mad hints like, yo, chill the fuck out. Your girl on your heels.
No. The other episode, did you see the episode where the dude got stabbed on the original? I mean, the other host is what I meant to say.
He deserved that.
But do you know that episode still comes on? The other day, I was watching TV randomly, and like, you know how sometimes you just leave it on because you're watching Netflix, and then it switches back to the other. So it was on some channel that had the old episodes of Cheaters, and I see stabbing him, and I'm like, yo, they still show this episode? Like, I was petrified. I was terrified. Like, I had a nightmare that somebody stabbed me because I was watching it before I went to sleep.
Why would they show that on TV?
The dude almost died.
Yeah, it's kind of showing karma, like, yo, mind your business. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the whole show is about.
I get it. It's consequence for everything. These dudes really getting told on by your girl. You changed this man's whole life. You think it's just going to be okay? Oh, you caught me. All right, let me go back to my room. Fuck that. Somebody got to learn this shit.
You're grimy. No, I think it makes sense if they were stabbing the pedophiles, like when they come with the pizza.
Peace.
You get what I'm saying? Now, if somebody came and was stabbing him up, I'd be like, that's cool.
Fell on it.
Jared come with a 6-foot long Subway, and they just stab him up. But like, the nigga got caught cheating and they was on a boat. Like, when you take a bitch on a boat, automatically you need to get your ass cut. Like,
I hear what you say. Not stabbed,
but like cut off. You get what I'm saying?
But what if the guy was smashed with the condom on and he never kissed her in the mouth? He just, you know what I mean? Wanted some dome after work sometimes because his girl don't give him head.
That's not really called cheating. Niggas a lie and say they had a condom on and it wasn't one.
Everybody wear condoms, right?
No, y'all are nasty, and niggas are dead, raw dog. Like, I think it's so nasty to fuck people raw, like, multiple people. And you just, like, you just, like, that's so grimy to me. Like,
You're disgusting, young men.
At least protect yourself, you piece of shit.
Listen, you got to think about it. It's like the very first, that's why you're only supposed to smash girls twice. You know what I'm saying? Because after you smash the girl the first time, you got to put the condom on. You have to put the condom on the first time. And then the second time is a condom and a half. So you got to get the fuck out of here. The third time, no condom. Condom and a half, you start with the condom. You start with the condom and then, you know what I mean? You be like, fuck that. You either poke a hole in there, have that shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to make that noise. Yeah, it's like, you like tear it. That's, I be hearing these knuckleheads say that shit. I'm not poking holy shit.
You poke a hole, so you're trying to trap bitches? You're aware.
Nah, you just want to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to actually nut in there. You got to have a strong back. Only motherfuckers who nut in girls now is fat motherfuckers because they just can't, like, pull out fast enough and shit.
So nobody nuts in girls anymore?
Nah, it's up to you.
I'm about to say, tell that to Futures, his baby mom's Nick Cannon. Nah,
I think you should definitely do it on like a contract type. I think they're doing it on a contract type of thing. I think it's really, really dope the way they're doing it, actually. You know what I'm saying? Because really, people used to do it for love, and it's like, where's love at?
I don't think that's what it is. Did you see, like, there's a law that if you have over 10 kids, you don't have to pay child support?
Screech, screech, where you at, baby?
Did you see that? Like,
no,
supposedly that's a thing. So I think that's why these guys go for gold. They're like, yo, just might as well hit 10 if I got 3.
But you still
got
to take care of them at the end of the day, though. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, even if you pay child support or not, you still got to take care of 10 motherfucking kids, family. Child support is just for the lady.
Taking care of the kid is for the kid. Some people do not. There's no way that they take care of all those kids. It's hard to take care of myself. I don't know what these people...
That's why you gotta have the mama and the father. It's very, very important. Like, you have to, everybody gotta play their part. You know what I'm saying? Twerk. That's like playing 2-on-2 basketball with just one-on-two.
That's true. But Twerk, I wanna know, Twerk, do you have a hard enough time taking care of you?
Yo, I just got my phone reconnected, yo. Like, my phone was disconnected for 2 weeks, son. It's real now.
Was your phone disconnected?
Yeah.
Why was your phone disconnected?
I got bills. I don't even know I got bills before that's getting automatically taken out. So my phone bill ended up being like $550. It got disconnected. Yeah, I had to do like 4 minutes.
Whose phone bill is $550?
That's the fuck you get. Watching all that fucking porn and you don't know how to use your meat. This guy is a grown man still paying his own cell phone. You got no girl. You got no girl that pays your cell phone bill. One that pays for your sneakers. Nothing. You don't know how to use your meat, man.
What? Nah, you said what?
Like co-signing a house too? No, but I pay my bills. I pay
early.
I don't pay anybody else's bills, though. This is my shit. It's real.
Yeah, everyone has a phone bill, Angelo. I mean, Twerk God. Like, everyone has a phone bill. I'm really disappointed in the fact that his phone was up, but I'm also disappointed at the fact that his bill was $550.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to say, I could have put your phone back on, but $550?
$40 is supposed to be what it is.
Who do you think he is?
On Instagram, even they got $40 cell phone bills. They get it.
But not only that, how the fuck you got 2 phones and both of them off?
Yeah, it's fucked up. I got to get 1 Verizon and 1 Sprint so I could get canceled at different dates.
Bro, you better start selling some weed to your dick.
I agree with Wax. I think start an OnlyFans.
Something. Your toes or something, man. The fuck you keep me clean?
It's too many ways out here.
Come on, family.
To $500
bill, my shit might be off for a couple of weeks too. They make $500.
$500 is crazy. I thought my bill, but wild. He's also, you should not have 2 phones. Like, who do you think you are? Clearly, you're not a drug dealer because
Appuccinos.
Who has two
Appuccino
phones? Like
Scarphone.
I started off with an Android. Like, I was always been an Android guy. Oh, okay. Shit. Who's on drugs?
Uh-oh, already? Who's on drugs? We got
somebody on drugs already?
Yeah, but I got 2 phones. I started off with an Android. Then I bought an iPhone so I could send out videos and shit. But I got so many people and so many old memories and pictures and stuff on my old phone that I just kept both.
Okay. I ain't mad at you.
That's but like balling with no budget. And that's
I just got to work a little bit harder. That's it. That's got to work a little bit harder.
All right, so if y'all need to
book...
Or
not let your cell phone bill be $500. How about that?
No, yeah, if y'all need to book Twerk Guy, y'all need to definitely book Twerk Guy, because we can't afford $550 for your phone bill, man.
I got the other 20 of the 40.
Yeah, me too. I got 20 on it. Like, I don't know. It's giving Metro PCS. He about to have 3 phones, okay? Harlan, what's up?
Harlan.
Hold on. I'm doing something. Hold on, but I'm here.
Say you doing something? Yo, y'all so ghetto.
That nigga's on drugs, bro.
Who's on drugs already? Like, drugs is on drugs. Now, let's get into... We want to do this email real quick?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's get into this email. Now, don't forget, y'all can still slot in the DM. Go on Instagram. Do that. Wax, where can they slide in a DM?
sliding them DMs like y'all always do at Bullying the Beast Podcast. Holla at us, you.
And then also, you can email us like this person emailed us or whatever. So if you want to, was that right, Twerk? Because like I, sometimes when he talks, I just tune him out.
You're supposed to.
Now he got that. The DMs was right. Let's see if he gets the email right now.
Okay, so you can also email us. You get what I'm saying? Because we always going to respond to those too. Where can they email us at?
They can email us at thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. Holla at us, you.
No, no podcast at the end. Just thebullyandthebeastemail.com.
I'm back. What's the word?
Hold on, Harlan. Let me get this right because I got this.
Come on.
So holla at us at, and our email at thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com. Holla at us, you.
There we go. You can slide in the email, slide in the DMs, do all that good stuff. Harlan, we just got rid of because I don't see him anymore.
I put him in the waiting room until he's
ready. We put him back in the waiting room. We'll add him back when we can.
Yes.
Who's on drugs? If y'all want to be a part of that, you already know how to get in that. Twerk, how do they be a part of Who's on Drugs?
Go to the Instagram. And when we record, I'm going to put the link in the bio of the Bully and the Beast page.
Okay.
Click on the link in the bio. It'll take you right to the Zoom.
And we're also doing a GoFundMe for Twerk's cell phone. So if y'all want to donate to him, his Cash App is
Scarphones.
Angelo Cash 1. Appreciate you guys.
Did he just say Scarphones? Yo, whack. That might have been the best joke I've ever heard you say on the Bully and the Beast podcast.
It really is. That's not his name?
It is.
It is. That's funny.
Scarphones. It is. What is the odds? Okay. Scarphones.
Al Pacino Scarphones.
Let's get into it. Y'all know how it is. We're going to give y'all some good advice, the hood advice. And y'all are always the co-stars, the stars of the show, of course.
I love that.
So this one says, hey, L'Oreal, you are so real and beautiful. Thank you. Aw, this is so sweet. Hey, Wax, you have a caveman mentality. Did you crack me the fuck up?
I appreciate that.
And you also look like a caveman.
That's amazing. How do you know me so well?
I guess because they watch the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So listen, this person said, you can call me dummy, but my name is in my email. I don't know if they wanted their name out there. So I'm going to just let that go for right now. What'd you say?
Bar-Malifiel.
Okay. Anyway, I'm 30. I'm in a situationship and I don't even like this nigga, but he's cute though. He's 34 with 3 kids. Okay. 16-year-old fraternal twin and a 12-year-old boy. Now me, I have 2 daughters, an 8 and a 10-year-old. He lives with me and we've been around each other for a year. It started out as just a fuck friend relationship. He's married but separated. And one night he came over, I was cooking dinner for us and he said he had to leave because she was blowing up his phone for her phone that was left in the car that they share. Now, I didn't know all of this at the moment. So he leaves and comes back and she calls again. Now, this time for her debit card. Now, he leaves my house again and then doesn't return till like 12 a.m., bleeding from the back of his head. The story he told me was that he pulled up to give her card and she asked him to go to the store for a black. Oh, God, this already shows the type of woman this is. It's wax.
No, I put herbs in my shit. I got the Who's wax in my shit.
You're the only person I know that smokes blacks, wax.
Well, no, I got the Who's wax in my shit. I'm putting the herbs in my shit. You act like I'm over here just smoking blacks.
It doesn't matter. The fact that you're smoking a black at all. Black.
Okay. My lips aren't black.
Your gums is black.
Okay. No, you're not.
And when he said no, she snapped and attacked him. So he escaped and came back to my house and asked if he could bring his stuff there so she wouldn't destroy it. And I said yes, feeling bad for him, thinking it was just for the night. Mind you, we had only been fucking for a month or two on the weekend.
Okay, sound about right.
So he asked to stay a couple of days and I told him it's okay. Now, 3 days later, This nigga leaves out and doesn't return. I'm getting ready for work and I get a phone call from jail. He got locked up on a felony, kidnapping, burglary, and assault charges with a $10,000 bond.
Family.
My dumbass posted his bail. All of this took place July of 2022. When we started messing around, I was in the process of searching for a new home to purchase. I closed on a home in August, which is the next month. We moved in late September. This nigga came too. Nice. Anyways, he doesn't work. He doesn't pay bills. And his car, it's in my name. And his cell phone. Angelo was supposed to meet her.
That's what I'm saying. Shit. You know what I told you about? You know what I used to meet?
Word. Damn.
I paid the car note a couple of times to protect my credit. Also, pay his phone bill. We're not in a relationship. No.
Yeah. Only thing she said, y'all smashing raw. He eat your ass.
We're not in a relationship. I'm afraid to talk to other people because he says little shit like, women don't know what type of person they'll bring out of a man for doing foul shit or trying to leave.
This nigga's a maniac.
Yo. And other cryptid shit. But yeah. I don't know if he's warning me or just talking in general. I know he fucks with or used to fuck with other bitches because apparently my brother, his girlfriend, and my cousin have receipts of him doing stuff, but I still haven't seen it. He's been behaving out there lately and giving me attention. Oh, he's been behaving here lately and giving me attention and spending time. But should I ask for the receipt and use that to get him out of my house? Now, I put him out one time before and changed the lock. This nigga broke in and stole shit I paid for with my money, but he didn't deserve. And he ended up coming back because I finally gave in. Now, the second time I tried to put him out, we got into it really, really bad. And I really want to tell him to leave, but his kids are at my house for the summer. And I don't want the drama while they are around. I cook, I clean, I work, and I deserve a fucking king. But yes, I keep choosing bums. And I know he don't want to leave. Why would he want to leave? He don't even got to do anything.
Yeah, taking care of him. And he get free pussy.
And he get to fuck whoever he want.
What? And you watching his kids? You ain't going nowhere, babysitter.
Baby sugar mama. Like, she called herself dummy, so we don't got to kick her while she's down.
You're right, I'm sorry.
She sounds scared, like, to be honest. Like, I mean, why the fuck you think he got bashed in the back of his head with a fucking bottle in the first place? Do it again. Do it again, and then he'll be scared. What you think, Wax? How the fuck did she get rid of this piece of shit?
Because you're right, because if he got hit in the head and ran before, he need to get hit in the head again and run again. So I don't think he's going to retaliate. I think he's going to run.
That's what I'm saying.
But he got the kids there, though. Damn. What you going to do with the kids?
You
got
to do it in front of the kids or they going to jump her. You ain't just...
Like, we used to this again.
And that's what mommy did. She got to move and don't tell him.
Yeah. Man, you ain't got no brothers. You ain't got no cousins. I mean...
She already paying for that wax.
Yeah.
Right? Send him on a vacation and be like, baby, this is for your birthday. And then when that nigga comes back, y'all live in a whole different house.
A whole different state. Get rid of this nigga.
A whole different country if you got to. Get rid. And he's a pussy Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, he sounds like he's smashing right. So he can get another chick. So once you gone for like 2 weeks, take a 2 week vacation, you bounce. Get the doors locked or whatever the case may be so he can't get in there. He will find another chick and it's her problem. He's just a problem.
He has another chick already. Remember, they got receipts.
Oh, then let him go ruin her life. Stop.
That's what I'm saying. Bash him over the back of the fucking head. Don't ruin
your life, girl. The fuck?
You had it right, Wax. You got rid of the last bitch. You got rid of, she got rid of him and he ran there after he got bashed in the head. That's that nigga. He's not gonna retaliate. Let him run to the other bitch.
Yeah, she'll take him back. Y'all can keep taking turns, but at least get a break. You know what I'm saying? When you want to meet again, he'll come and smash. You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, oh, my daughter left her scrunchie over there. Can I come get it? And then you smash it real quick. Just make sure you leave little things around, like his daughter's sock, scrunchies, and, you know, oh, she might need a pad. I got a new thing of pads for her. You come over here and get them. Like, you know how to get the guy to come over here smashing real quick, but do not leave that, let that man stay in the house.
He lives with her.
Can't do it.
He lives there. It's too late. He moved to a whole nother house with her. She lived in an apartment. She closed on a house. The nigga moved with them. Like, he lived there, and now the kids is there. Like, he lives there. Yeah. There's no...
You really can't just throw him out.
That's what she's saying. Yeah. So she needs help, and he keeps threatening her.
Go get another boyfriend and make sure he's bigger than him or something like that, or somebody you know that he'll respect or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of dudes is tough to see a real alpha actually come in the house and they be like, a fan. You know what I'm saying? You got to get up out of here. I'm using this toilet right now. You know what I'm saying?
Why is she such a pushover, though? Like, because she's really paying for this man to cheat on her.
It's the meat. The meat does it to all y'all. You know what I'm saying? A good meat would make you be like, why the fuck am I acting like this with this dude? I don't even play this type of shit. But in the bedroom, this man making you squeal. So you over here like, okay, you can take the car again. After he took 2 days with your car and he brought the car back and he came and smashed you, you like, you're never touching my car again. Y'all argue. He fucked you good again. And next thing you know, he like, I'm about to go to the store. I'll be right back. And then leave 2 days again with your car.
Nah, good dick got a limit. You ain't leaving your three kids. I'm paying your phone bill, your car, you're cheating on. No, hell. Fuck no. She calls herself the right name, dummy. And I feel bad, sis, because I want to call yourself that to get yourself out of this. Say whatever you got to say to yourself to get the fuck away from this loser. He's the dummy.
I don't feel bad.
He's making her the dummy because he's using the fuck out of her.
Yes. She's being a good girl, and she definitely need another king so she could build this king so they could be able to sprout and grow. But I don't give a fuck because, like, you know better. And you're learning a lesson off this. So that's why I'm not, like, feeling sorry for her at all. You're actually learning a lesson. You know what these type of guys look like. I went through a bunch of girls. I know what certain girls look like. I know what certain qualities and certain girls that I do want and what I don't want. So when I see the next one like that, I know to hurry up and get the fuck out the way. So this is a learning lesson for you, young lady.
Don't you think? I feel like Harlem is like that.
Harlem is definitely like that.
It's like what? I just got it.
Whose house are you at? Are you at a woman's house?
Oh shit!
We can't hear you. Yo, see, you didn't pay your phone bill.
No. That was twerk. I'm not the host.
My bad. I muted
it. He muted you.
See.
Yo, Harlem, you be letting girls pay your cell phone bill, your car note.
You're damn right.
Told you.
Rent too. Oh,
damn, Lori, all right.
Rent too.
Told you. 100%. I can look at them and tell.
100%.
100%. What else you do? Are you eating the ass and sucking the toes, though?
No.
Is she doing all that?
No. You know what I'm doing? You're just lucky to be with me in public. Don't touch you.
Can you hear this guy?
Who are these women that are doing this? We can't
call names, Loria. Come on. They're going to see this, though. They know who they are.
But at the end of the day, yeah, you're right. Twerk need one of those. How can you pick one of those out? You know what I'm saying? Is just a certain look she got or she talked a certain way?
You got to look at their shoes.
What the shoes look like? I got to see these shoes.
The slippers with the raccoon on them.
She gonna take care of you.
She gonna feed you. She gonna buy you weed. You call. She got it. Eighth and all. Sevens and all. Food and all. Got it.
Really?
Got it. Okay. Got it. Got it.
You taking down those work?
Shot it.
Paying your rent though too.
I mean, if it's desperate times.
But what about, like, have you ever, like, shacked up with a woman and just kind of, like, just was like, fuck it, it's cool over here, so let me just stay.
Yeah, 2019, but I went left.
How? So tell us about it.
I can't tell you. I can't. It's
did
like,
she whip your ass? Left. Did she whip your ass on the way out, though?
It went left. All right. So what happened was, staying with Shorty at her crib, all of that, right? I had to sit down, staying with Shorty at her crib and all of that. But I'm texting my ex, right? the whole time. So she going through my phone. I'm not even knowing she going through. I don't even know if she's going to have my password. Nothing. She going through the phone. She fighting me now. I got it. I got everything on video. I'm gonna send you a video, whack. She fighting me now. Hitting me. Yo, da 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 da. You a piece of shit. Da 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 da. I start recording. Now I'm laughing at her, right? Because I know you're not going nowhere. Look at me. You're not going nowhere. So I started laughing, but shit kind of went left though. When I didn't want to fuck, right? But one time I didn't want to fuck. I'm like, y'all just jerk off. She like, you nasty, right? Because she was like this. She like, you nasty. She's like, get out. She tried to kick me out like 3 in the morning. Snowstorm. I'm like, yo, what's up with you?
So she tried to kick you out because you was jerking off.
Yeah, because I didn't want to fuck her no more. Like, sometimes you just want to fuck.
Oh, yo, you didn't want to fuck her, so you were jerking off in front of her.
Yeah, I was trying to get it off because she wanted to fuck. I didn't want to fuck.
Oh, hell no. At her house?
I didn't want to. At her house. So wait.
Is she paying the bills, fam?
You feel me? So
that's not cool, bro.
No, listen, like, listen. So now it goes left. Right?
It should have.
So now we cool, whatever the case may be, cool. We break up. Right? We break up. Peace. I go my way, she go her way. She find out the next shorty I'm talking to and start messaging her. Like, yo, he's this type of nigga, that type of nigga, right?
But is she wrong, though? Is she wrong?
She's wrong. She's super wrong.
How's she wrong?
I'm going to tell you this. Simple and plain. If you got a girl, right, and you really, really like her, you're going to do anything for her, right?
Yes.
You're going to do anything for her. If it's just a little joint that you don't really care about, you put an energy into that, be real with yourself.
Nah, respect. But so you saying the girl you was living with, you ain't put no energy in it because
I didn't really like it. It was fun.
Oh, okay.
So you were just around because you know it was just like a come up.
Yeah, it's fun. It's lit. All right,
so everything that she was telling the other girl was the truth. Everything she said to the other girl about you was true.
No. It was the truth for her story. But it's not the truth for the other girl's story.
Okay.
You feel me?
I see what you're saying.
All right. Watch this. How much girls like you? And be like, yeah, Wax is a good guy. How much girls are going to say, nah, they think it's a piece of shit?
It's probably going to be like 80-20.
But you feel me? That 20 that's going to be like, yo, he's this and that. You're going to be like, yeah. Because
the piece of shit is the 80.
Like, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. But a 20, then you're going to be like, yo, he's valid. He's good. Because you gave 20% of your time to them. You walking around giving everybody 80% of your energy, like, you're done.
I'm not trying to give nobody 2% like that, of though. Anything. If you I feel don't me? Fuck
you're
like
done.
That. That's but crazy.
I actually went like the way you brought that around. Because you were watching me and you wow.
But L'Oreal, I'm going to tell you this. Like, how much niggas come up to you and be like, yo, I'll pay this, I'll pay that. They don't want nothing from you. You telling me you're not going to take that?
No.
L'Oreal, stop it.
I don't
stop
take
it.
Money from crazy niggas. Like, that's how you don't get rid of money.
Words is important. You said crazy, but if he showed
no,
you...
No, I'm just saying lady, because if you just coming up to me and being like, yo, I want to... I already know what you want. You've done this before. Like, that's what you do.
As someone that you say building with, you see and you guys link, whatever.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm building with them, that's one thing. But if I don't fuck with a nigga, I'm not going to be around him. Like, I'm just not like that. Like, first of all, it's hard enough for me to come around people that I do fuck with, let alone me being around somebody I don't like. I can't even fix my face. You see how I look at Wax? Like, there's no way on God's green earth that I could sit. And like, even like, I know women that will like date like an ugly nigga, but because they'll take care of them or whatever, they can still do it.
Too.
I could not look in this nigga's face. Like, that's giving not me ever. Like, I'd rather work my fingers to the bone than have to fuck an ugly nigga for a bag or some shit like that.
It's definitely different for men because if we down, we would definitely put our meat in a hog as an ugly woman,
I mean, bitches
I
too. I'm talking about me.
Yes.
No, I'm choosing.
So, L'Oreal, if you was on your ass, L'Oreal,
I would probably get a job at McDonald's. Like, that's how, like,
This is
Foot Locker. I don't give a fuck. Like, I can't, like, a nasty nigga that I think is disgusting. Like, no, I can't.
All right.
Boo-boo don't work.
I know dudes. That's what I'm saying. Dudes are definitely built different because it's like, man, fuck that. This girl trying to holler at me. She good, but she's trash. Like, she's ugly as hell. A dude is jumping that shit all day long.
There's some beautiful girls that'll do that too.
But I'm not. I'm not linking with them. If they ugly, I'm not linking with you.
If she taking care of you, you crazy as hell. You gotta do what you gotta do.
That's the whole point.
You gotta swallow your pride on certain things, bro. You gotta swallow your pride.
Like twerk guy. Twerk guy gotta go swallow his pride and get on his knee.
His pride's still on the plate.
You better call Jason Lee. Jason is up right now.
You better call Jason Lee. Stop playing with that. You better call that nigga.
I use a walkie to call him.
I use a walkie to call him.
I'll call him for you. You want me to call him?
Nah, dead serious. Call him.
I will call him for a twerk.
You know what? Go ahead.
What's his number?
No. Nigga say you gonna have you comfortable in a villa, nigga. Stop playing with niggas, bro.
No, but for real, let's help out our girl. So how can she get this bum ass nigga out of her house and his three?
All right, let's keep it all the way a stack, right? Getting him and the kids out of the house is like having a raccoon problem with babies. So now you gotta like call the exterminator. So now you gotta get your big cousins, your uncles, your brothers, whoever you gotta get. You gotta get a wax type nigga and be like, yo, eviction notice, nigga, time to go.
Or but he knows where she lives. Remember what she said, so, that he broke into the crib and took everything last time.
Yes, he can already kick the door now.
I didn't hear that part, but guess what? You get a nigga like Wax, no funny shit, all jokes aside. So run down on a nigga, he forget about where he live. That nigga never land. I'm dead serious.
So that means Harlem got pressed before by a nigga like Wax and he ain't never come back to the crib.
Me get pressed? You know my name?
Yeah, we do. Me get and pressed? I see your size difference with Wax and
Yeah. Cool. It's cool.
So you're not coming back if a wax type nigga press you and it's their cousin.
No. If a wax type nigga tries to press me, it's man down for sure.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's not. He got three kids. He got too much to live for. Raccoons don't want no problems. They just want to protect their babies. You not understanding? Watch wildlife.
In her door.
Yeah, because he thinks she pussy. When raccoons think they pussy, they gonna run up on you to try to scare you. Duh. Just get a little
deep. I'm following you. I'm trying to see where you gonna end off like. I'm giving you the floor. What you got, baby?
That guy is a
Come
clown.
On, raccoons.
Yeah, that's a raccoon.
I hear what you're saying, but I also hear what Lori is saying. It's like, this dude is a dangerous dude. He already showed his hand.
No, listen. I'm gonna tell you something. I got 12 sisters. Facts. One of my sister's baby father was a raccoon. He's not a raccoon no more. I'm telling you.
Raccoons even run off BB guns. So I get what you say.
No. He's not a raccoon no more. He's like a deli cat now. He's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a deli cat now. He's cool. But he's not a raccoon no more. Trust me.
Harlem, thank you so much for joining us for Who's we On here. Drugs. Where can people follow you at, though?
Yo, my Instagram suspended, but Harlem_Lennox.
Too much porn.
What? No porn. And the reason why I suspended, because I was sticking up for Just Hilarious and saying that she doesn't look trans.
Okay. We're going to talk to you next time, Harlem.
Too far? I said a T word, too far?
You know what that means?
TP.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Early.
Yo, where do we find y'all? And he's been around from the beginning,
Harlem Lennox.
He's been here since day one. I ain't even gonna lie. So we're gonna join somebody else then to Who's On Drugs, and then we're gonna add them into Word on the Street as well.
Dope.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Cassandra, Cass, what's poppin', girl? Okay, so did we really help her? Yeah, he said, I actually like what Harlem said.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said too. It's like, yo, you ain't got no uncles, nothing like that around you. But after he already showed that he can get aggressive, the person that you got to call has to be the exterminator. It's not the guy who's coming to check to see how many bugs you got in your house at first. That guy is gone already. We already know the problem.
Stay around, no wax. Because when I look at it, like, I get what you're saying, exterminator, like da da da. But what I'm saying is, like, is there a way where you could shake it up? No, because you saw Soul Food and what happened when they tried to shake it up, and he pulled the gun on him, and it just went left. So sometimes that's when
the threats is like, damn, you know what? I should not call Uncle George. I need to call Uncle Malik. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy already shown that he could be aggressive. He already kicked my door down. He already felt entitled. Yeah, but you don't want your people
to get jammed up over this nigga. Like, you
Uncle
really
Malik Mario already got the shit. Already got the shit dug, man. You know what I'm saying? He already got the great dug. He's being mean to her. Once you sit there and can try to control somebody's life.
To the kids, because now the kids don't want to come over no more.
The kids want to leave. And it's two girls. You got to listen to the girls.
You get what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you know
don't
what I'm saying?
Don't feed them. Like, give them the little piece of chicken.
Ooh. All their snacks. I'm thinking like you now. Snacks. Hide their snacks.
Starve them out.
Ooh, they always got to eat. Especially girls. You have to feed them.
Yo, little nigga, go kill a bird. Look at all that. Starve that motherfucker out, nigga.
Yes. He ain't got no job. And she over here feeding them. Stop the food and watch what happened.
That's it. Y'all got to eat before y'all come in the house. So when you go pick up your girl.
Miss April didn't cook today, Daddy.
She cook again today. She didn't cook again today.
Hold on, y'all. Let me talk to her.
Cereal. She said there's cereal in the cabinet.
Oodles and doodles.
Yo, oodles and doodles and cereal. Yo, you don't Cassandra, fucking high what's up kid. With Cassandra? Why Cassandra not on?
Cassandra, where you at? Cassandra, and she ain't got no internet.
It looks like she got no service. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, did you see that little Tay passed away?
Yeah, that's crazy. And her brother died, too.
What happened?
Oh.
Okay. Yes,
hey, there you go.
Hi. Oh, hi. You're fucking gorgeous. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought you were talking to wax.
Oh, oh, me? I don't even know what that means. I thought that meant ugly. That's why I said, oh, she's definitely talking to L'Oreal.
Oh, she's fine as fuck. She is beautiful. I literally just came back from the gym. And then on top of that, right before Angelo hit me up, I just did a higher self session. So I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm high as fuck right now. So
you
just
look high. And this is why Who's Our Judge is perfect for you.
Perfect for you.
Ask away.
Okay. So look, we got a scenario. Matter of fact, I feel like I want you to be added into the conversation we already had, right? Because we got a girl that reached out to us. She's a fan of the show, right? Shout out to her. She's having issues with getting this freeloading nigga out of her house, right? So basically, he got a baby mom. They got into it. And he ended up coming to her house one night like, yo, you know, we got into it, me and my baby mom. Do you mind if I just bring my stuff here so it could be safe so she don't do nothing to it? He ends up staying there for months to the point where he even moves with her to her next place, right?
I know you fucking lying. Okay.
He don't got no job. She's paying his phone bill, sometimes his car. Mm-hmm. The car's in her name now. His three kids are staying there for the summer. She got all kind of stuff. But now he's also cheating is what her family is saying. So and they're not even in a relationship.
So this woman is doing everything for this man, took his broke ass in, took care of every fucking thing, and they're not even together?
Nope. They're not together.
Are y'all sure you want my opinion? Because I'm very unfiltered.
No, we want this. This is Bringing the Beast, baby.
We do.
Okay. So what advice does she need? Like kick his ass to the curb?
How to get him out. Wow. Because she said that she tried to kick him out before, and he kicked her door down and stole her stuff.
So why didn't she call the cops then? Was she scared, though? Is it an abusive relationship, too? That is a question, because a couple of times myself have been in two toxic, abusive relationships, and I didn't tell a fucking soul. Cops were called to the house, everything else, right? They asked me, did he do anything to me? I said no, because I was fucking terrified that he was going to come back. And, you know, I would have been in a worse situation. So what is the full story here? Because there's got to be a reason as to why she cannot let go. Either very hard soul tie connections, attachments, but he's not it. He is not it, baby girl.
She said that he hints at stuff like, you know, women that kick, you know, people out, get that, like, you know, like little hints.
So gaslighting, manipulation is what is going on. Trying to brainwash her into thinking that, no, like, I have to be here or you owe me, whatever the type of shit. It sounds like some puppeteer manipulation going on. And baby girl needs to know her fucking worth. Because at the end of the day, she needs to have a man who's going to reciprocate all of that energy and it's balanced. Okay. But right now, she is never going to get that if she cannot cut that shit off. You got to close one door and able to open another.
But how she do it? What does she do? Leave maxi pads around or something or what? Like, what does she do? We thought of not stop cooking. Leave the
But we shouldn't even have to play these fucking games. Like, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's a game at the end of the day. Because what is our end goal? Kick his ass to the curb.
Get his ass out. Yeah.
But it is me being in those types of situations. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I understand. But that's what I'm saying is there's something deeper that has to be going on. I feel like you got to be scared of this man. Yeah. You have because if you are fearful, something's going on.
But you could tell that, like, something about him, like you said, Wack, she's still not, like, you're still doing all these things for him. So I get that the car is in your name. But about the phone? Like, you're paying his phone bill.
Because
she want to keep in touch with him at all times.
She wants him to be there.
That's her investment. That's her investment, too. So
why do you think that, though?
It's a relationship.
Because she's paying for everything.
Not. Yeah.
But it's not a relationship because they're not official. So it ain't shit right now.
But look at what she said. She said he's cheating. You can only cheat in a relationship.
That was my next shit. Because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so they're not together. She's doing all these things. However, how the fuck he cheat, though? So are you together or are you not? Or does he think that they're not in a relationship?
They literally live together. Maybe he's her roommate.
Yeah, it's all good. Listen, he was able to help her move. She had a free mover. She got free meat in the house.
He probably didn't even help.
I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure he was sitting right there. I'm sorry, but I dealt with these types of men. I'm sorry, boys. You ain't a fucking man.
Boy.
You're allowing a woman to sit there and play both fucking roles. And she shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like nowadays, though, not for real, because nowadays, this is exactly why women are so fucking dominant. Because we feel the need that we have to play this higher role because the boys can't. Simple as that.
That's true.
In my opinion.
Do that take away from y'all women because y'all got to be both sides?
Yes, it fucking does. I would love to be in a place where I could actually be submissive and trust that an actual man is going to carry and balance what, you know what I'm saying? But it's not like that. So many women are playing both sides, the feminine, the dominant. No, we're both the masculine. Yeah. We're everything now as women.
Yeah. And it's terrible. You know what a lot of women say? Like, I have a lot of my friends that always end up telling me a big part of the reason why they break up or, like, they get out of their relationship is because the man is competing with them. Like, so many women, especially, like, successful ones, they're like, he got to the point where he was upset because I was
intimidated.
Yeah, like they were intimidated by their success. And then they start to, like, go against them or, like, try to literally, like, it's a battle. And I've had that
happen
to me.
You'll get some more cheese, family.
Yeah, I had that happen to me. And the crazy thing is the dude was successful. It was the fact that he was so used to everybody drawing towards him for the attention. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like all his friends want to be around me. And like,
but that's the ego. That's the ego.
Yeah, that happens to me though. So sometimes like I used to find myself kind of like, all right, let me dim myself down a little bit so that he could shine more. You get what I'm saying?
No, baby girl. No, honey, I did you better fucking shine. I did used to.
Like that, you know, well, that's old.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it should be both parties.
Yeah.
Like, if you're successful, he should be clapping for you. You know what I'm saying? He should be just as happy as you were as happy for him. But a lot of these men, it's the ego for them, too. Yeah. And then they feel intimidated by a masculine, dominant woman who can actually hold her own. Because then you have these other men where they literally need, like, they have the need to feel needed. And if they can't have that, it's like, hold up. Well, what am I here for? What am I doing? You know what I'm saying?
That's
kind of
makes wax,
sense.
Right?
Yeah, he got to be the lady. He got to be the lady.
Wax is the lady.
No, I always told mine that.
Oh?
Yeah, regardless how much mine made, shit, a lot of my shorties always had a couple of bucks or something, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try not to get a bum chick, you know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody that just, no man want a liability. Who the fuck really wants liability at all?
Some niggas do. It's like they
can you elaborate on that, though?
A liability, I got to hold you, I got to take care of you, I got to tell you what to do, I got to do all this type of stuff.
But you shouldn't have to either.
That's what we're saying. No man wants that. I don't want that.
Some men do. You know, I'm telling you, as long as they can control they that do, woman.
You see any relationship I am, I had no control. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally had no control over any one of my relationships. Like, in the house, I'm told what to do is what it is. It's like, but I do have.
How do you feel about that as a man, though? How do you feel about
it? I have a mom. I have a mom. You know what I'm saying? So I got seven sisters. I already know exactly what time it is. I am submissive. My sisters say, carry this or go do this for me. What I look like saying no, like that is my manly duty.
We should be equally submissive. Yeah, I think you're right, Wax.
For sure.
In areas where the woman should submit, and then there's different areas where the men, like you said, the groceries, the garbage, you know what time it is. I don't even know.
Let her sit there and say that.
Like,
yeah, let that garbage be full. She'd be like, yo, come on, look at the garbage. I ain't saying shit. You right. I'm off my shit. You know what I'm saying? Or she sit there and say something.
How old are you?
39.
Okay. So that makes sense, though, too, because you're a lot older, too, and you have your experience and your wise. You've probably been there, done that. In your past, yes?
Yeah, I had plenty. Listen, but I like to play my part. I don't wash dishes. I don't wash clothes at all. You see what I'm saying? Like certain things, I'm just not going to do it.
You eat it off a dish that wax clean.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even want to even eat the food that I cook. I don't even want to do that shit. Like I'm not doing it. Like sir, I got my strengths, but my strengths are strengths, and my weaknesses are weaknesses. I'm just not going to do it. I don't even feed
my
fucking self.
Let me really clap for you there, because a lot of men do not have that certain type of perspective. Nor take accountability. I could feel like that stems to the boys versus the men, because a lot of men just won't. So I literally clap.
I'm gonna do my manly duties. You know what I'm saying? I know how to be very submissive to mine, especially if it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the guy who gonna sit around and just be like, I'm always trying to make something happen.
Point, though, with your mindset? Like, if you could tell other boys who are actually trying to change into men, like, what advice would you give them? Like, how did you flip that switch and have that mindset?
You just got to always practice it. You know what I'm saying? Hold the door for the women. Always treat them like a woman at first until they show you different. And then you put them into the slot. But you got to look at the motherfucking sheet before you know where to put it. You know what I'm saying? The red go with the red, the green go with the green. You pick it up first and look. Pick it up first and see what the fuck you got right there. You know what I'm saying? Always treat it good. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to slap it down or you motherfucker go hold it up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I already know. Once you tell me who you are, I know exactly where to place you at. But a lot of girls be lying and making seem like they the good ones. And then you find out that the motherfucking...
Y'all get caught in the beginning of the relationship too.
They're like, I'm not like that. And we tell them about our shitty exes. And they're like, oh, I would never do that.
Yeah, yeah. And then they cheat on you just like that.
Right. And you're like, you just did the same shit. You just did the same shit as my last relationship. Like, are you dumb? But you're sitting here making it seem like...
That means you got to look at yourself then. You know what I'm saying?
That means don't tell them anything.
No, but what is making these dudes go on that same path and do the exact same thing?
That's what I want to know. But that's what I want to know.
Now, what are you doing? Man only going to do what you allow him to do. You see what I'm saying? Because there's
not no to an extent though. To an extent though, because if men want to cheat.
Go ahead.
Yeah, some girls I was a serial cheater. Some girls I cheated every 6 months. Some girls I cheated not at all. You see what I'm saying? So girls, a guy only going to do what a girl allow him to do. Or I don't know why I cheated on that one so much more than I cheated on this one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure it out, too. I ain't got it down pat.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, girls, you tell us, why did you choose those particular women to cheat on?
I have no idea. I cheated on these ones. I don't even know why.
How old were you?
I was younger. You see what I'm saying?
You don't even have reasons is the crazy part.
Yeah, listen, it's no reason. I mean, I think a man's only as faithful as his options, but I did turn down a lot when I didn't cheat. It was like, I guess it was the mindset where I was at in life. I was like,
but I feel like when men say they didn't cheat, that's just like they didn't cheat like that. Like
I ain't put my meat in nothing.
But it's emotional cheating too. There's also emotional cheating. If you're going behind your partner's back, it's still emotionally cheating. And sometimes that's worse.
Doing anything is cheating. You know what I'm saying? Communicating with somebody you smashed before, or pulling your meat out on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Dumb shit.
See, but I feel like if it's lovey, so because it's so weird because like I'm one of those people that's like, you don't need to be talking to anybody that you fucked before, whatever, yes.
That's respect. That's respect.
At the same time, like I know people that like I've dealt with before in my life that I would never touch them niggas again, and it could definitely have conversations with them. So that's why I'm like, it's kind of hypocritical because. It's like, of course, you could protect. I mean, not protect. You trust yourself because you know what yourself is going to do.
You can't trust them niggas.
You can't trust a nigga because of repeating things I might have seen or whatever the case.
Right.
But like,
right.
We can communicate with somebody we've had sex with before and not have a sexual conversation.
I hear you.
That is true. I feel like it is different with women.
One of y'all want it though. One of y'all want it.
It's always a nigga that wants it, but you. It's
superior. Like always every time.
Damn. Not in my case. It's always the nigga.
Well. No, it's not my case.
For real, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's different between women because we can detach. We can detach. And men, they think with their dicks, not their brains.
Yeah.
So they've already fucked somebody before.
I'll take that.
They're going to be like, hey, like, let me, they're going to go back to what they're comfortable with. They've already, you know, they've hit it once, hit it twice, whatever. So they're just like, hey, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. There's not one person that I fucked before that I would ever want to fuck again. Like,
well, yeah, because they're exes for a reason, but you're intelligent. Men aren't like that. Men, I'm sorry.
No. I didn't used to be like that, though. I did used to be like, well, if it's not adding a body if you go back to the, but like the way that I used to when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not dealing with no bullshit just because I'm not adding a dick. Like, hell no. Yeah. Like, I'm not about to let nobody, like, no.
Yeah, I tried every combination. It didn't work.
Yeah, I don't want none of y'all niggas. Like, please know this, fetus.
If you don't mind me asking. I'll be 33 in January, so.
Okay, so I'm somewhere between you and Wax, but I ain't Wax.
I felt that. You young.
I'm grown, though, you know what I mean? But that's just how I feel. I feel like you got to go through certain things to see, like, and then keep it pushing. But you don't keep going into the same cycle over and over. Like, Wax,
right.
Then it's like, okay, now if I'm always getting beat, my ass whooped, or if I'm always getting cheated on, and nobody else got this shit, then it might be you. But
it's like you gotta be real with yourself.
These niggas be putting their hands on everybody. You can't blame yourself for that shit. That's crazy.
This nigga out here beat everybody's ass. But I always get my ass whooped.
But if this nigga ain't
beat me up, my mama beat me up, my girl beat me up. I get it. I know I'm getting my ass whooped. That's one thing.
But if this nigga ain't never touched nobody and he knocked your teeth out, it's you.
I'm trying to tell you, I guess.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
so I guess
sorry.
Like,
I don't mean to interrupt. I'm so high. Got more.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's whoever got more. If he got like 10 bodies he hit and you got none, it's his fault. If you got 10 niggas who hit you already and this is his first one,
you might gotta
your fault.
Yeah, you got to reevaluate what's happening in life.
Like, what am I doing?
That's your fault at that time. And that's not funny. None of this, because I've been cool. in this situation
not,
as well.
And none of it is cool at all. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just maturity, too. Your maturity level, because, you know, I used to do a lot of fucked up shit when I was younger. Very sneaky, this, that, and the third. Toxic as hell. And then after that, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And then once you get on your grown woman shit and you actually, like, fix yourself, and then you're like, okay, let's actually communicate. One of my best friends, not every action deserves a reaction. Like, I used to pop off at the mouth and shit. Now I'm just like, I will walk the fuck away. You
but
know what I'm saying?
Sometimes the action do deserve a reaction.
It all depends on
it. Because the motherfucker, you got to let him see a reaction, but not that kind of way. You just got to grow with your reaction. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? A reaction could be leaving.
That is very, very case in point right there. And that is
actually put some doodle somewhere.
And
put some
still be
somewhere.
Immature like wax. Okay. Cassandra, thank you so much. Before we let you go, do you need any advice or do you have anything going on that we could help you out with?
I think you guys actually really helped me in a sense. Just seeing the different perspectives and everything from a man and a woman. Please. I'm so fucking sorry. I've been interrupting this whole goddamn time. I am so high. I appreciate
you haven't been interrupting. So you've been perfect. And there's a lag between me and Wax somewhere that I noticed. So sometimes we're talking over each other. So sorry, y'all.
Okay.
But it's the internet.
Yes.
So, we'll talk to you next time. Now, where can they follow you?
Definitely.
If they want to follow you.
Instagram is Cassandra is here. And then TikTok, Lovely Crazy Cassie.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate
Andrea?
Y'all.
Cassandra, tell them about your classes real quick.
Okay. So I appreciate you. So I'm actually a psychic medium as well. Higher Self Sessions is one of my things that I do, but I'm teaching a class if you want to try to heal childhood traumas, anything that you've been going through, out anything emotional. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn, get deeper into your spirituality and just doing it the right and the proper way and taking the right steps, you can hit me up.
I love
it.
Do
you deal with mushrooms?
Yo, I just told Angelo a couple weeks ago. I love mushrooms, bro. That's literally, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to quit my fucking job and I'm going to just start a whole fucking psychic business, get my LLC and say, fuck it.
I thought that's what
are amazing.
I love shrooms. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
I never took one before.
Shut up. You got to get it in a candy bar. What do you say?
Don't
around
like
good energy.
Bar.
Really? It's so
I like
good.
The actual shroom.
That tastes like burnt fucking popcorn.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.